Welcome to Scaling Wellness, the podcast that will give you all the tools you need to grow your wellness business and thrive in the online space. I'm your host, Caroline Kopp, Pilates teacher and health coach, turned business mentor for wellness experts, teachers and coaches just like you. This is the podcast where we uncover the strategies, stories and tools to help you to scale your wellness business, build impactful digital products and create the time, money and freedom that you crave. If you're ready to grow your online presence, make a bigger impact with your clients and in the wellness industry, and uncap your revenue, you are in the right place. Let's dive in. Hello there, and welcome back to Scaling Wellness. Great to have you here. This week, we're going to be talking about, it's going to be a good one. We're talking about high ticket in the wellness industry. Now, most of you will have, and I am speaking from experience because this is what I did too. Most of you, when you are creating digital products, you are looking at volume. You're saying to yourself, right, if I just charge £15 a month, I only need 400 people and I'll be making this much money. So this is where I see most people start. And the reason why you begin like this, and the reason why I began with this framing around creating a digital product and what to charge, is because when you come at it from the perspective of, I just want to give people more of my stuff. I want to give people access to my stuff. I want to give people the opportunity to just do 20 minutes regularly, you know, consistently. And what that means is you really devalue what you're offering. Because what you're doing by doing that is you are placing yourself in direct competition with YouTube, which is free. So you have to charge low. If you're giving stuff with no context around it other than, you know, more mobility, more strength, more, more flexibility, better energy, you know, when it's really generic like that and you're just giving stuff, you have to charge low because there's no clear promise. There's no promised outcome. There's no transformation. And so those things cannot be high ticket products. And so I think that's where we often start and it's where we get stuck, that we go, I want to create something that gives people proximity to me and therefore I will charge really low and I will go for high volume. Now, the reason why this is usually tricky for people, it isn't always tricky. If you are out there listening to this with an audience on Instagram of 100,000 people, or you have an email list of 10 plus thousand people, then high volume and low price is a strategy. It's an option for you. But this is where most of my clients sit. They hate social media because they don't know what to talk about. They don't get any engagement and they struggle to grow beyond 4,000 or 5,000. And that's a good, you know, that would be a good outcome. So most people sit around 1,000 Instagram followers or TikTok followers or whatever. And you might have a CRM system, an email collection system, or you might not. But if you do, you've probably got under 500 people. So therefore, a strategy where you need high volume is a really immediately flawed strategy. You're already setting yourself up for failure. The moment you say, I need 500 people, and you don't have anywhere near that, you failed. It's already a non-starter. That's never going to work. And in the same breath, people then say to me, oh, and I hate social media. And the problem is that that you need to grow on social media. You need to be developing a big following in order to be able to grow a low ticket product. And so you end up in this chicken and egg situation where neither end up growing. And because you are so vague in your offering, you really struggle to bring new people in. And so you end up discounting or giving free trials. And some people join, but then most people leave. And so you start off with this group of people that joined immediately, your friends, your family, your neighbors, your clients. They all jumped straight in and they stay. You know, you might sit at around 35, 50 people, and that just will tick along like that for years. They'll never leave. But when you go to bring in new people, cold blood, people that don't know you, that can be far more challenging because we're bringing them in a generic promise. So the only way we can incentivize is by discounting. And that is a race to the bottom. Those people might join, they might join for the discount, but they will quickly leave when they don't use it. So this low ticket, high volume strategy is fundamentally flawed for most wellness businesses. Not all, it's not a blanket statement, but it's something I see a lot. So if you're sitting around nodding, then I've hopefully hit that nail right on the head. So let's go into talking about why you might want to be looking at high ticket. Now, there is a narrative. High ticket does promise, and by high ticket in wellness, I'm really talking about £500 upwards. If you're working B2C, so business to customer or business to consumer, £500 upwards, I would class as high ticket. If you're working business to business, so B2B, then I would class £1,500 as high ticket. So it depends on who you're selling to. But if you're going to the consumer, which most of you will be, then about £500, maybe £800 upwards is high ticket. Now, the great thing about this is that you can have more freedom because you don't need as many clients. If you're selling to five people a £1,000 program and you sell five a month, you know, you're making a pretty good return. And that return would easily cover a good couple of classes that you could give up teaching or a good couple of coaching hours that you could step away from. So you would be working with fewer people and you would be working much more deeply. So high ticket can be amazing. It's often, in most cases, the fastest way to escape this sort of time for money trap that you're in. And most wellness experts sit in that. Selling five people a month versus selling to 500 people a month is much, much easier. If I said to you, you only needed to get five new clients this month, that's doable. And it's really manageable and it's really easy to gauge, easy to quantify, easy to follow. So it can be amazing, but it is not a magic trick. And if you build a high ticket program with the wrong foundations, it can become really stressful in your business. So let's have a look at when high ticket works really, really well. It works really well when the foundations are right. Now you have to have very, very clear, strong foundations for this to work well. Number one is that the outcome has to be really, really clear and really, really valuable to the right person. Remember that to offer a reduction in brain fog, and this is something I talked about in this week's free workshop that I did on Wednesday. Oh, sorry, it was last week actually, now when you're listening to this. If you're selling a reduction of brain fog, that's going to be really, really valuable for someone who is deeply impacted by the brain fog, but less valuable for someone who isn't. So we need to make sure that the outcome is clear and valuable to the person that you're selling it to. So your ideal client has to be very, very clear. Who is going to benefit from this outcome the most? Let's sell to those people. Because yes, let's give an example here. Yes, for example, the person that comes and cleans your studio might have brain fog, but it is going to be far less impactful for them and their life, as in it's not going to affect their income, it's not going to impact on their legacy, their future, their embarrassment levels. All of that stuff is minimal. Whereas if you were to sell to someone who works in corporate training, for example, they're going into corporations every day, they're delivering, they don't want to feel old or outdated, they don't want to seem to be not paying attention or forgetting things. You know, their whole credibility piece rests on the fact that they have great relationships with people. They can remember names, they remember children's names, they're able to stand in front of a group of people. So can you see how brain fog is going to impact different people differently? So that outcome that we're selling has to be clear and it has to be valuable to the person. I wouldn't bother selling this program to someone who doesn't need it because it's going to feel really expensive to them. Whereas if you're selling a £1,500 program to someone who really needs it, it's cheap. So we need to make sure that we tick the pain, that maybe we speak to the correct person. And the second thing is that we need to make sure that the transformation is significant. Now, people will pay more when the result changes their life. health, not just gives them more information. People don't want to learn how. They don't want to be shown how. They don't want to be, you know, taught. They want an outcome. So we need to make sure that our process not only teaches them, but also moves them from A to B, changes their life, changes their identity. If we go back to the brain fog example, you know, someone who is, you know, entire business rests on the fact that they have this good memory and clarity. Imagine the impact on their business, on their finances, on their family situation, on the stress within their relationships, on their confidence. There are huge impacts of brain fog in that situation. Far more than Linda who comes in and cleans the studio. The impact is going to be less for her. It's not that it's no impact, but it's just going to be less. So when we're aiming this at a particular person, if you have a choice, aim at the person who really needs it, whose identity or life you're going to be able to change. The other thing with high ticket is it usually includes more support and more proximity to you, more coaching, more personalization, more feedback, maybe more community. It's not that you can just create the same evergreen, buy it now, watch it in your own time program and chuck a high ticket on it. You can't do that. You have to be involved. So the more you charge, the more you are going to have to be willing to be in that person's, having a relationship with that person. Now, that means that you're only going to be working with a small number of people because you're charging a higher amount. So it's not like you're going to have 500 onboarding calls or 50 monthly one-to-ones. It's going to be a small number. You're going to charge enough so that that feels doable for you. So you can have some personalization. You can do some coaching. You can give some real, important feedback. So high ticket isn't about charging more for the same thing. It's about developing maybe a deeper level of transformation, but also a deeper level of support. So when does high ticket not work? These are maybe some of the mistakes that I see making. So the first one, and we've kind of covered these already. They're the reverse of what I've already been talking about, but let's go through them anyway, just to bring this home. High ticket does not work if you have a weak promise. If you are saying, this is a 12-week yoga program for well-being, it's weak. It doesn't solve a problem. It's a nice to have. People are not going to pay high ticket for that. An 8-week Pilates beginner's course, they're not going to pay high ticket for that. We need to know why. What is the well-being? What is the point of being a beginner? Why do they need that? Why is it important? Why is it relevant that they get this support? Why can't they just go to a local class? So you need to have a promise that is not a nice to have, but is a must have. Yeah, the second thing I see is trying to charge high ticket to and still go for high volume and cold audience. High ticket is something that you have to sell through relationships. And I can say, what I can say for sure is that when I look at my business, people, I sell high ticket and some people have bought after 7 months of knowing me. Some people have bought after 2 days of knowing me. Now, that probably is because I do a lot of work in the background. I have a lot of lurkers. And those lurkers, FYI, are you guys, the ones that are listening every week, tuning in every week, looking at my Instagram, going to my workshops, doing all the stuff, but maybe you're not taking that next step to work with me. And that's fine. I hope that you get everything you need from this podcast. I really genuinely do. But what I'm doing with this podcast, full disclosure, is this is a nurture mechanism. This is how I warm my audience up. It's how I hope that you get to know me and you get to feel like you understand my ethos and how I work. And so often people jump on calls with me and say, I feel like we've met before. I feel like I know you already. I listen to you every single week. I've been listening to you this morning. Oh, I've just gone back to episode one and worked my way through before booking a call. So high ticket works, but not on a cold audience. You have to warm people up. So you can absolutely do that in a couple of days. I bought a high ticket program recently, which is 5 figures, and I went from not knowing the person at all to buying it within 2 days. And the reason I was able to do that, the reason why that funnel caught me and made it and it worked was because it gave me the opportunity to binge the person I was investing in. Now, I try and do that with this podcast and with all the other things that I put out into the world. But most of you guys are doing maybe a social post every now and then and expecting people to buy off the back of that. There's got to be a more of an ecosystem there. In order to charge high ticket, you have to allow people to get to know you, get to like you, get to trust you. So when we exhaust our initial audience, we need to then be going out to a new audience. How can you collaborate? What partnerships can you create? Local partnerships, partnerships online. Where can you send people when they come and find you? Maybe you do a weekly Instagram live. Just gives people places and touch points that they can go away and binge. And the great thing about that is it speeds up the process, the speeds up the know, like, trust process. The more they can delve into everything you offer, the faster they can do that, the better. So trying to sell high ticket to a cold audience is more challenging without the ecosystem in place. Now, the other thing that I see going wrong is that people are charging a high price, but they're not delivering high value. And we need to be very, very clear on the value that we are delivering so that people can trust us. We need to have a clear outcome and a clear promise. If you cannot promise something, you cannot charge high ticket. It's quite simple. You have to be able to say, this is where I will get you. And of course, I always say it, we can't do the reps for them. We can't stand over them and make sure they're doing it. But we can put in support, accountability, pathways that help them to take those actions, that call them out on it when they don't take those actions. So we absolutely should and can be in their world, nudging them along, holding them accountable, keeping the momentum for them when they can't. So that's what high ticket looks like. It looks like investing in them in exchange for them investing in us. So you can also include things like a structured pathway so they know what to expect. They know in 30 days I'll get this, in 60 days I'll get this. It looks like that support that I've just talked about. And also with high ticket, we need proof that it works. So we need some examples of people that we have worked with. Now, it doesn't have to be examples. If this is a new program, it doesn't have to be examples from that program, but you have to have examples of people you have worked with and you have helped so that we can kind of build that narrative of trust. Now, when you are looking at high ticket, I think one of the things I see most often that wellness experts struggle with is the identity shift around this. You're used to charging maybe, you know, £60 for a one-to-one, or you're charging by the hour, or £12 for a class, or that kind of price, £25 for a studio session, whatever it is. But we're not used to charging high ticket. And so wellness experts often struggle with this, struggle with charging more, but also struggle with positioning themselves as a specialist. And really, when you're charging high ticket, that is what you are doing. You're moving from a teacher to a problem solver. So high ticket requires you to step into that new level of leadership in your business. So it can feel quite challenging and quite confronting to be doing that. And I do understand that there is a mindset shift. But what I do find is that when people start this process, they realize really, really quickly that actually it's a simpler route to getting the outcome that I want. And so to finish off, I want to just wrap this up by saying that my recommendation always is that before you decide on a price, have a price in mind, but build the offer first. And I would build the offer by adding a zero. So if you're thinking, I want to charge £500 for something, start by building the offer for £5,000. What would you put in a £5,000 offer? And then take that zero away, and suddenly £500 will feel like a steal. It will energetically shift how you feel about charging that high amount. You can always remove some of the layers, some of the level of support if you want to. But if you were going to charge £5,000, what would that look like? What would you put in it to make it valuable? But also, who would it be valuable for? So think about that specific problem that you're going to solve. What would you solve for £5,000? Who wants that? who really needs this problem solved, and £5,000 would be cheap to them. And then think about the pathway to the outcome. What is the step-by-step process? And do remember that high ticket doesn't always mean more. It doesn't always mean that you have to give more stuff. Very often, high ticket actually is less doing, less learning, less kind of, you know, you don't need a huge curriculum, for example. Often high ticket people are paying for very, very precise, clear next steps. They don't want loads to do. They don't want loads of stuff. They just want your knowledge and your precision to be able to nudge them forwards. So once you've done that, take that zero away and think about maybe if you haven't done this already, test it with a founder audience, a founder launch. Maybe find two or three people that you already know and offer them a 50% discount and say, look, I just want to test this on you. It's going to be £500 or £1,000 for today and for you. I'd love to work with you for a couple of months for £250 or £500, something like that. And so you can deliver it and you can really get a sense of what worked. What is the minimum viable product that will get your people to the outcome that they want? And that will give you an opportunity to kind of test high ticket, test high pricing, test high delivery without feeling like you're going to be sick on your shoes every time you say the price. And that's going to mean that you can refine that promise, refine that delivery. And most importantly, you're going to be delivering this to those founder members and you're going to be thinking, this is a bargain. They are getting an absolute steal. So it's going to give you the confidence to increase that price. And once that transformation starts to prove itself with your audience, your prices will increase. So remember to go back to the beginning, the best high ticket wellness programs are not built around content. They're built around transformation. I have a client that I work with who delivers a weight loss program and they give their members 4 workouts to do at the beginning and they don't change for 6 months. In fact, it's often longer, but a minimum of 6 months. So bear in mind, people don't need more stuff to do. They just need to be doing the stuff. So think about that minimum viable product, what you could launch with, what you could start with, who might take you up on this to begin with. Remember that high ticket isn't necessarily the goal. It's not the goal for everybody, and that's fine. But I wanted to give you an idea of what this looks like and actually that it is a simple process. It's the simple way to grow your business. It's the simplest way to grow your business because you don't then need huge volume, huge traffic. It takes the pressure off all of that. And so high ticket isn't necessarily the goal. Obviously, impact is the goal. But when you design an offer that genuinely changes someone's life, really genuinely creates a transformation for them, why wouldn't you charge high ticket for that? The price kind of takes care of itself. So I hope that's really useful. Let me know what you got out of today's episode. Let me know if you're going to change anything or increase your prices. I'd love to see that. I'd love to hear from you as always. Take care. Have a great week. And I will be back next week with more. I'd love to see that. I'd love to hear from you as always. Take care. Have a great week. And I will be back next week with more. Thanks for tuning in to Scaling Wellness. If you found today's episode valuable, I'd love to hear from you. Connect with me over on Instagram at Caroline Kopp and drop me a DM and let me know what your biggest takeaway was. Or if you know a friend or colleague in wellness who would find this podcast useful, I'd love you to share this episode with them or maybe tag it in your socials. It might be just what they need to hear today as well. And finally, if you are enjoying the podcast, don't forget, please rate and review. It helps more wellness professionals like you to discover the show and ultimately allows us as a community to grow the wellness message and help more people. So until next time, remember, the problem you solve for your clients still exists. So keep sharing your wellness message.